Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Boniquisti.
Following an investigation that began in February, Deschutes County Sheriff's Detectives arrested a 59-year-old Lapine man on child sexual abuse and drug possession charges. Internet Crimes Against Children Detectives, the Sheriff's Office Street Crimes Unit, and Oregon State Police Detectives took Martin Adler into custody at his home yesterday. Several digital devices were seized from the residence. A felony amount of methamphetamine was located during the search warrant also. Further search warrants will be sought for analyzing the seized digital devices, which could result in more charges being filed.
Bend Police body cam footage played an important part of a recent investigation of an officer-involved shooting. Chief Mike Krantz tells KBND News it's equipment he advocated for when he took the job.
That was one of my priorities, was using the technology for advancement of our service to the community. And one of those big technology pieces that was really evolving, and as we've seen a lot of agencies in the country have, was body cams.
He says in the 2.5 years the cameras have been in use, they have proven invaluable on a variety of cases, from major events to everyday occurrences. The chief admits body cams can't represent the entire situation, but calls them a major tool for law enforcement officers. A case out of Oregon, soon to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court, could have a major impact on how cities treat homelessness. KBND's Eric Tegetthoff explains.
Oral arguments for Johnson versus Grants Pass are scheduled for April 22nd. It concerns an ordinance in the city of Grants Pass that banned people from sleeping in public, including a prohibition on the use of blankets and pillows. Lauren Naldoza is with Oregon Food Bank, which filed an amicus brief with 15 other organizations in the state in support of the plaintiffs. He says homelessness isn't a lifestyle choice.
It's an involuntary state of being because there have been systems or crises like our housing crisis, our cost of living crisis, or personal crises that are impacting people across the state that converge together and make it harder for people to stay stably housed.
The 9th District Court ruled in favor of the plaintiffs that the Grants Pass law violates the 8th Amendment against cruel and unusual punishment. Supporters of the Grants Pass law say cities should be allowed to decide their own policies rather than the federal government. I'm Eric Tegetthoff.
After several months of searching and interviews, Crook County Schools have agreed to a contract with a new superintendent. Dr. Melissa Skinner was welcomed at the school board meeting this week.
Calling it a good fit and citing an openness for collaborations, new Crook County School Superintendent Dr. Melissa Skinner tells me she looks forward to getting started.
Everyone has already jumped in and said, let's collaborate on particular ideas wrapped around early literacy even. You know, first day signing my contract, we're already talking about the good things that we want to put into place for our students.
Dr. Skinner says she plans to uphold traditions already in place that help student success while helping to elevate that outcome with her ideas and experience. She has worked at other school districts similar to Crook County. She'll begin officially on July 15th.
Starting today, the northbound Highway 97 on-ramp at Empire Avenue will be closed, and access will be temporarily moved to the newly built Highway 97 Parkway.
There'll be plenty of signage and cones and everything directing you on essentially a new on-ramp. So if you're trying to get on US 97 northbound, you're going to go almost like you would on the normal on-ramp, but then it's going to divert you off and you're going to drive on our new section of US 97 for a ways.
ODOT's Casey Davey tells KBND News this new route will take drivers to the Roble Lane exit. While this is a permanent section of the Bend North Corridor, the new Empire on-ramp detour should only be in place until July.
Today, the Sisters Ranger District firefighters plan to conduct up to 104 acres of prescribed burning 2 miles west of Sisters and north of Highway 242, directly west of the Tollgate community and north of the Crossroads community. Ignitions should start at 10 a.m. Smoke will be visible from Sisters, Highways 20 and 242, and the surrounding area. Road and trail closures are not anticipated, although the public is asked to use caution where fire traffic and firefighters are present. This prescribed burn is occurring within the Central Oregon landscape, one of 21 focal landscapes in the Forest Service's wildfire crisis strategy.
5 Oregon airports have secured a total of $1.45 million in federal aid. Bend Municipal Airport will get $315,000 for work on taxi lanes. The grants come from the Federal Department of Transportation. The Columbia Gorge Regional, the Dalles Municipal Airports, and Lake County are among those receiving funds for construction and infrastructure rehabilitation. Oregon's U.S. Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley both helped to secure the funding.
Oregon Housing and Community Services has funding awards of more than $40 million in grants and tax credits to build and preserve 417 homes throughout the state. The resources come from federal and state housing programs. Three Central Oregon developments are getting part of the money, including the Majestic Garden Apartments in Redmond, Wickiup Station Apartments in Lapine, and Nine Peaks in Bend. The three locations will split over $15 million among almost 100 total units.
Pain at the pump as Oregon's average price for a gallon of gas jumped 12 cents last week to $4.41. AAA's Marie Dodd says one reason is the price of crude oil.
Crude oil prices have remained above $85 a barrel since April 2nd, mostly due to geopolitical issues in the Middle East.
The other big factor is a limited supply. This is the time of year when refineries reduce production for maintenance, and that limits the supply, causing higher prices. Oregon isn't alone.
This week, Oregon is one of 46 states and the District of Columbia with higher prices now than a week ago. Indiana, up 28 cents, has the largest week-over-week gain in the nation.
The national average is up 7 cents to $3.61 a gallon. Oregon's average is 44 cents higher than it was at this time last year. In Bend, the current average is $4.45. That's up 15 cents from a week ago and 49 cents higher than it was at this time last year. The winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot may need it to pay for gas. They have yet to be announced, but the store that sold the ticket is a winner. The Plaid Pantry in Northeast Portland will receive $100,000. Plaid Pantry CEO Jonathan Polunsky explains what happens to the money.
The money will go into a bonus pool for the management. Our managers generally do a pretty good job of taking care of everybody in the store because it really is a team effort.
It could be a couple of weeks before we find out who actually bought the winning ticket. Melanie Massaros with the Oregon Lottery says there is a procedure they must follow.
We have a process to vet the claimant. We have a process that would look at the ticket itself and the retail purchase.
They also have to transfer the money so it's ready for the winner. Oregon receives $7 million that will go to a variety of programs, including parks, veteran services, and economic development. Listen to the morning news, sports, and guest interviews anytime, anywhere. Just press the news button on the KBND app.